This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
We got them screaming, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC.
It's the Wake Up Call, and if you recall, at this time a few days ago, Katie enlightened us with a story about cats.
A harrowing tale.
It was a harrowing tale. And our friends D'Lo and Casey, who have a show on ESPN and KSFM, they were involved in the story, and everybody who texted in after hearing that story said, you have to tell them this story. So here we are.
Okay, let's go back before we go forward.
You
okay?
See all the like the pre-explanation.
Yeah.
I know it's gonna be something.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
There's gonna be a lot of qualifying in this conversation.
So first and foremost, I'm a really good person.
Oh my gosh.
And so one of the things that I do in my free time is I foster cats.
Right,
and cat, so every time we get new cats, you have to name the cats.
Okay.
So I got two little boys recently. And I thought, you know who these guys look like. Our friends, D'Lo and Casey.
And Casey for kitty cat.
Right.
Very good. Okay.
So first, I think that is the biggest takeaway is that you guys should feel honored.
For sure. Yes,
I
sure.
Do.
Yes.
Good.
I do.
Okay.
Wow. We
okay.
are really padding the jury
okay.
here.
Now, there's going to be some ups and downs.
Oh, boy.
D'Lo's thriving.
Oh, well.
D'Lo cat.
The look on both of your faces.
D'Lo cat is doing so great. He loves to climb up, get in my neck. Okay.
So D'Lo's a snuggler.
D'Lo's a snuggler.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And a lover.
And a lover.
I love where this is going.
Like KC,
I love where this is going.
This is
wait a minute. Now, wait a minute.
D'Lo's going to leave this conversation feeling great.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I guess you're just joining us. We're joined by our friends here at Odyssey, D'Lo and Casey. You can listen to them on ESPN and KSFM. Katie has involved them in her life.
Yeah.
And it's about to get dark.
Okay. So the thing about Casey, he had a problem. He had a problem.
Just in case. Yep.
And part of the problem was with his penis.
Yeah. That's what he was going to go there. I knew it. I was just about to ask, did you get my man fixed, man? Come on, man.
It wasn't. And the problem was that it just couldn't stay in.
Oh.
It couldn't stay in.
Wait.
No, okay.
Fusion is warranted.
Okay. So
I don't think I know enough about cats.
Okay. So unfortunately, every time that in the foster group that they would like talk about these cats, they'd say, "How's the one with the problem penis?"
Oh no!
And that was your namesake. It does get worse.
It
worse. Wow.
Yeah. He's
Did
dead.
You take care?
He's now dead.
Okay.
I woke up one morning and he was no longer with us.
He just naturally.
Yeah. It happens when they're super little and they're like bottle babies. But also, he had the aforementioned penis problem. So I don't know what other problems.
This is awful.
This show is wild.
This is awful.
I thought our show was a little different. This show is wild.
This is awful. Yeah. Well, hell, you made it. I don't know why you're upset. You made it.
I'm not upset. Like, I feel like the cat that she got named D-Lo, like, she nailed the name.
He was thriving.
He's a snuggler. He's a lover. Come on, man.
What was his penis seems fine.
What was it about KC Cat?
How often, just quick, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just a quick question. How often do you talk about penis on this show?
Not often enough.
On the air or off the air? Because there is a difference.
Off the air. Kevin talks about his an awful lot off the air.
Yeah, but then anytime we have questions, he says that's a HIPAA violation. Right. Here's why I named them what I named them.
All right.
Okay. This is D-Lo Cat.
That's adorable little cat.
It is. It's cute.
This is KC Cat.
Well,
are you telling me that
I see what you did. This is mildly racist. I see what you did right there. I get it. I knew. This is good. I knew that that's what this really boiled down to, is there was going to be a darker cat and a lighter cat. Okay.
Just sad I didn't make it.
Yeah, I'm sad too.
I had a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Those look like babies.
Yeah.
How did you know it wasn't working? Are they active like that?
The night before he...
At that age?
The day before he was kind of not looking so great. And also, he was never a good eater, which is not a good sign.
No, I think what he's asking...
Are we asking?
I think he's asking is, how did you know he had a problem?
Penis problem?
Yes.
Yeah, and you can't... You gotta be... You can't...
Because
if you got one problem, you can't not be a good
Like, was the cat smashing?
No. No. It wouldn't go back in. I don't know how to say this.
I'm proud of this guy. It stayed out there.
Actually,
he wasn't playing.
You know what? There is a silver lining.
Yeah, he wasn't playing.
If you have an erection longer than 4 hours, call the doctor.
Yes,
so call the doctor.
And he did for days.
Katie wasn't a good eater then.
We knew where all the blood was.
Exactly.
That was a problem.
It's good. Before, I thought it was a problem. You can't do one or the other.
And the rest of the prude, they thought this was a problem. It wasn't. He had the best life. It was short, but he had the best life.
He died a soldier.
There we go. That is a great takeaway.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
You're not going to catch her doing a spacewalk in space. Mm-hmm. But you will catch her playing Are You Smarter Than Katie? You didn't think I was going to stick that landing, did you?
I did not. I didn't. You looked shaky.
Oh, boy. Caller 17 is from Galt this morning. Good morning, Albert.
Yes, how are you?
Good. Traditional Galt welcome right there. I got 5 questions dealing with pop culture. Katie's going to leave the studio. I'm going to ask you, see how many you get right. The whole thing's brought to you by Garden of Eatin' Restaurants. Delicious farm-to-fork organic food. We're going to be live on Instagram any minute now. End 106.5. The jackpot is up to $320. You ready to play, Albert?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question 1. John Bon Jovi was in Nashville when he saw a woman who was preparing to jump off the bridge. He was walking over the bridge at the time. He successfully talked her back from the edge and even embraced her when she cried afterward. Nashville's nickname is what city?
Tennessee.
Alrighty, Tennessee City. Question 2. Elon Musk responded to Taylor Swift's endorsement of Kamala Harris for president by saying that he'd put a baby in her. The extremely sexist and gross tweet was in response to her signing her endorsement, Childless Cat Lady. What is not a type of cat? Russian blue, ragamuffin, or Cornish braid?
Ragamuffin.
Question three. The VMAs were last night, and Taylor Swift won a lot, like Best Video. Sabrina Carpenter won Best Song, and Chapel Roan won Best New Artist. She also snapped at one of the photographers on the red carpet, telling them to F off. True or false, Chapel Roan is her real name?
True.
Question four. Jeff Bridges is grandfather, and his grandkids call him Duty. Much to his chagrin. He does not like that for obvious reasons. It has nothing to do with anything dirty, but actually it's in relation to his character from The Big Lebowski, which his son-in-law of his oldest grandchild is a huge fan of. What sport does the dude play in The Big Lebowski?
Pickleball.
Question five. A woman has been arrested for stealing wigs from the Disney on Ice show. She was captured on film, shoving them in a backpack, and each one cost thousands of dollars. Listen closely. If Jasmine's wig cost $2,300, Belle's wig cost $2,900, and Rapunzel's wig cost $3,700, what's the total cost?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
Sure. $2,300, $2,900, and $3,700.
$8,900.
All righty. Bring Katie back in here. Albert, what's going on in Galt today?
Nothing, just lonely. Well, they're building a lot of houses. That's what's going on.
Okay, that's fun. You get to watch that. Yeah. They're building a lot of houses in Galt.
And so he's going to watch that?
No. I'm just saying that's something you could do if you're in Galt today.
Okay.
You want to go watch a bunch of houses get built?
I feel like there's better things to do in Galt.
Not according to Albert.
Oh, all right.
Go to the flea market. Go to the flea market.
Or go to the
flea
market.
I would rather do that.
Either one. Yeah. All right. Albert, you're now on hold. You ready to play, Katie?
Yeah.
Question one. John Bon Jovi was in Nashville. Did you see his story?
No.
He was walking across a bridge and he saw a woman preparing to jump off the bridge, and he successfully talked her down off of the ledge and even embraced her as she cried afterward. It's a beautiful video, actually.
He said, if you do this, you're giving love a bad name.
Jeez. Oh, God. Katie. Nashville's nickname is the what city?
Music City.
The Music City. Question two, Elon Musk responded to Taylor Swift's endorsement of Kamala Harris for president. Did you see what he wrote?
No, I try to stay away from all Elon Musk information.
He said that he would put a baby in her. And he what? Did that because she signed it childless cat lady.
It's That's a
so cringy and
very
gross.
Very aggressive thing to say.
I know. What is not a type of cat?
Okay.
Russian blue,
okay.
Ragamuffin,
okay.
Or Cornish braid?
Cornish braid.
Yes, that is correct.
Our daughter has a ragamuffin.
Oh,
and
really?
I used to have a Russian blue.
How about that? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Hank, he ran away.
You also used to have a baby inside you.
Not by Elon Musk.
Mm-mm. Question three, the VMAs were last night. Taylor Swift won a bunch, like Best Video. Sabrina Carpenter won Best Song. And Chapel Roan won Best New Artist. Chapel Roan also snapped at a photographer on the red carpet and told him to F off.
What's going on with her?
It's hard to hear in the video, but it sounds like the photographer does one of those sexist things like, hey, give us a smile. And she said something. She said that back to him, but it seemed like an aggressive exchange on both ends.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not quite sure. True or false, Chapel Roan is her real name.
Oh, I'm going to say false.
That is correct.
Okay.
Her real name's Caitlin something.
Despite the fact that one of my daughters is named after a church, naming a kid Chapel doesn't seem...
Correct. Yeah. Question...
Abby. Kevin's confused.
Abby.
A-B-B-E-Y.
Yeah. I get it now.
Question four. Jeff Bridges is a grandfather, and his grandkids call him Duty, much to his chagrin. He's not happy about that. It has nothing to do with anything dirty. It actually is in relation to his
Big Lebowski.
His character from The Big Lebowski, which his son-in-law of his oldest grandchild is a huge fan of. So they started that. What sport did the dude play in The Big Lebowski?
Oh, bowling?
Yes.
Wow.
Come on. One of the funniest movies of all time. My favorite comedy of all time. Question five. You're going to love this story.
Okay.
A woman has been arrested for stealing wigs from the Disney on Ice show.
Does she work for Disney on Ice?
I don't think she does.
You know what? I get it.
She was captured on film shoving them into a backpack, and Disney on Ice said each one of those wigs cost thousands of dollars. Sure. I had no idea they were so expensive.
Oh, I'm sure.
All right, write this down.
Okay.
If Jasmine's wig cost $2,300.
Okay.
And Belle's wig cost $2,900.
Uh-huh.
And Rapunzel's wig cost $3,700.
Okay.
What's the total haul?
Oh, God. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 19. Wow, this is tough. Okay. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8,900?
Yeah. Yeah, you did it. Kevin.
What are you guys laughing about?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Don't worry about that.
Because I did math too slow?
No.
Like to see you do that.
I think it was because you said this one's really tough. And Kevin shot me a look and it made me laugh.
Yeah, it's just a dish.
Don't look at each other.
Don't look at me, Kevin. Albert, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Are you at the flea market yet?
Not yet. I'm going home.
Oh, you're going home? Where are
from the flea market? No.
I'm embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed. Well, he's probably embarrassed because he only got one right and you got all five right.
Oh, I thought it was because of the flea market. I was going to say I love one.
No. Don't be embarrassed, Albert.
Albert, I do this as my profession.
Right.
And my passion.
That's right. So, well, listen, we're going to add $20 of jackpot tomorrow, $340. But, Albert, what is it that you want to tell us?
I am not smarter than Katie.
Not today, my friend.
But you're having a good time, and I love that.
Have a great time.
Have a great day. Coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
We have to talk about what happened after the show yesterday. Wow. Just know that the way that our parking lot is configured, where we park in the morning, especially Katie and I, which is right in outside the door because we get here so early, there's motorcycle parking right behind us.
Right behind us.
It's never been an issue until yesterday. Yeah. Katie, what happened?
What did happen? You know what happened is a cautionary tale.
Mm-hmm.
I backed into a Vespa.
She backed into a with her Chevy Traverse.
Yeah, and she's got a big old butt.
Yeah, she does.
And what sucks is I saw it at the very last second and tried to hit the brakes. It was too late. And of course, that Vespa, and what I was going to say little Vespa. There's nothing little about a Vespa, it turns out.
It's heavy.
It's so heavy. And Kevin knows this. It'll get there.
All right.
Knocked it over. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So I don't even pull back into the parking spot. I just stop my car, put it in park, get out, and I'm trying to put the Vespa back up. Can't get the kickstand down to save my life. I don't know what kind of magician you have to be to know how to put the kickstand back down, but I don't have the skill.
Well, maybe it needs to be a kickstand that wasn't hit by an SUV.
All right. Anyways. So I'm desperately trying to pull, and I'm pulling it back up, and it's heavy, but I can't get the kickstand. So I gently lay it back down after it's already been knocked to the ground. And I get back in my car, I pull forward into my parking spot again, because I'm like, well, obviously I have to leave a note. Searching my car for a note. The only paper I could find was the envelope for a parking ticket.
Oh my God.
So I had to rip a piece of that off to write my name and number to put it on. Now, while I'm doing that, Kevin comes out, okay? And Kevin, my sister, she's trying to help me. We're trying get it back up. And like, maybe if we can get it back up, no harmsies, no foulsies.
You would have done that?
Well, okay, here's the thing. If there was no damage.
Right. Well, you don't know.
Well, I do know.
You don't know.
There was, but.
We saw that on the other side.
If there wasn't any, like, it's not like the motor got damaged. I wasn't hitting it. They didn't hit it that hard.
So what happened? Owner call?
Yes.
A man or woman?
Woman.
Was she pissed?
No, she was actually very appreciative that I left a note. The problem is, English is not her first language.
Oh, boy.
So.
Probably Italian.
No. Through most of the conversation, I was under the impression that she was telling me there was no damage.
Oh, boy.
So I was so relieved until finally I was about to get off the phone with her. And I go, okay, well, again, I'm so sorry. I'm so glad there's no damage. She goes, oh, no, I'm sorry. There is damage.
What were you talking about before that if damage didn't come up?
Oh, all kinds of stuff. Where she works in the building, where I work in the building, she told me that usually she telecommutes and she very rarely comes in. So,
lucky
effing me, I guess.
Everything that doesn't matter.
Right. The only thing that happened that I could tell, and it sounds like that she could tell, was that one of the sides got a little scratched where it hit the ground.
Okay. You don't think I'm going to have your back on this, but I have your back on this.
I don't know why you wouldn't.
Well, you hit a car.
Okay, but no. Any reasonable person could have.
But they did put motorcycle parking in the dumbest spot.
It is.
That's part one.
Okay.
And part two. Shame on anybody driving a motorcycle or a Vespa or a scooter.
I don't know about
get
that.
Get a car like a grown-up where you sit inside of it. If you're too little to see, then that is an issue with you.
Okay, I don't think that's probably why she has a Vespa. I mean, what if she has a Vespa because it's better for the environment?
No.
Mm-mm. No, you don't accept that.
Nope, I do not. Okay. Get an electric car.
I'm not going to say it. You can't have a motorcycle.
I'm going to say it. Okay. I'm going to say it. It's too little. We can't see you sometimes. And don't put the parking right behind us.
It. Okay, it is so close to where the parked cars are that when I pull in the morning, I have to like do a sharp right and then left into the parking lot.
Yeah.
Because there's no swing room, really. It is a horribly set. So, what you're saying is I make the building management pay for it.
Yes.
I'll bet it's happened before. And if it's happened before, you can check precedent. I don't know how you do that, but you could be like, okay, so what happened in that case? Talk to that person.
I will say I have almost hit motorcycles in that spot many times. You'd think that I would have like gone, okay, be careful,
right?
Stupid.
Or check your rear view backup camera.
Yeah, I do have a backup camera. I could have done that.
So when you were backing up, what were you looking at?
Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much up lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
This is the game of concentration. No repeats or hesitations.
Yes. We are playing concentration on the Wake Up Call, obvi, and we're doing it for Nicki Minaj tickets. And let's talk to caller 17, who is Alyssa. Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning.
Calling all the way from Lincoln, and let's talk to also Christine. Good morning. Christine? Christine?
Hello.
Hello. We're talking to you.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize it was live.
That's okay. That's the wonders of morning radio. Mm-hmm.
All right. Didn't realize it either.
So, Christine, you're calling from Fair Oaks. Who did you pick to represent you in the game of concentration? Katie or Kevin? Which one was it? Wow, we are the guy.
Ew, Christine, that makes me not want to win for you.
Oh, wow.
Well,
the good news is Kevin probably won't, but we'll see. And then Alyssa, you picked Katie. All right, ladies, you are going to be on hold. It's Katie versus the guy on concentration. We have a timer that is going to start right now that is for 5 minutes. We play for 5 minutes. And here we go. Okay. Who won yesterday?
I did.
Not
Katie
the guy.
Did. All right. So, Kevin, we're going to start with you. Not the guy. Kevin, here we go.
Yes.
First category, name types of dinosaurs. Go.
Pterodactyl.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
I was going to say T-Rex, but that's the same thing, right?
Yes. It is. How do you stall out after one dinosaur?
What other Oh, Triceratops.
Yeah.
Velociraptor.
Saber-toothed tiger.
That's not a dinosaur. I would have buzzed you. All right. Okay. Well, 1 point, Katie. Kevin, you get to start again. That
Brachiosaurus.
Was Brachiosaurus, Diplodocus, Ankylosaurus,
Spinosaurus. Okay. All right.
We are done.
Kevin, you start this one. We're playing concentration. No repeats. No hesitations. Name types of airlines. Go.
Spirit.
Southwest.
Commercial.
What?
A commercial airline is one.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong today?
I was trying
to say. Are you okay? Are you okay?
I was trying to say United.
You know, he didn't eat anything yet, and I think that was
plus. And I was attacked by saying some guy.
All right, here we go,
guys. Shake that off. You gotta shake that off.
It off.
Kevin, you get to start again.
Fine.
It's 2-0.
Okay.
Name gifts given during the 12 days of Christmas. Go.
Lords of Leaping.
5 golden rings.
Scottish hens.
Scottish hens.
I hate today. You put it in my head that I wasn't going to win.
Yeah, it's my fault. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
Mags of Malkin.
Minds of Milk. All right, here we go. Maybe we need to go to your wheelhouse. That's the problem.
Candy bars.
For anybody, no, not candy bars. For anybody who doesn't know, Kevin wanted to be a doctor.
Okay.
So name items you'd find in a hospital room. Go.
Oh, a scalp. What? A scalp?
What do you think a scalp is?
It's the knife thing that cuts things. Incisions.
That's a scalpel, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm pissed.
Although technically, human beings have scalps.
Right,
so
and that's
well,
in the operating room.
You didn't say there was a person
room.
In there.
We're not, that's true. That, I said things.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, wow. This is going horrible for you guys.
I am so mad.
Yeah, well, so am I. So am I. All right, well, Kay's running away with it, and she's not doing anything.
I stopped even giving myself points.
All right, here we go. Kevin, you get to start again.
Okay.
Types of tools, go.
Screwdriver.
Hammer.
Flathead screw.
A circular saw.
A saw.
A-K. Okay.
Right.
I mean, we really fudged the rules on that
yeah,
one, Kevin.
No,
a flathead screwdriver, you,
you
know what I'm talking about.
You said a flathead screw.
I'm giving you a point for screw, but whatever. Okay. I just want you to somehow get a point.
A screw is a tool.
It is not. Okay, I don't believe it is. Okay, but anyway, here we go. Katie, you get to start this one.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Name TV shows.
Oh, Friends.
Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
The Office.
Fairly Odd Parents.
The Nanny.
Todd Wednesday.
Full House.
Jersey Shore.
Step by Step.
Seventh Heaven.
Real Housewives of Las Vegas. Oh my God, that's not a thing.
Oh! What?
Las Vegas isn't one, yeah.
Thank God for checking yourself on that. Shrew. I would have assumed it was.
Shrew.
Wow. Oh my God.
I was going to go to Fuller House.
All right. Wow.
There's a YouTube like short about it, but it's not real.
Oh my goodness gracious.
I'm embarrassed for you.
I'm embarrassed too. All right, here we go. Well, Katie, you get to start this one, okay?
I don't know that I can come back.
Whew, boy, oh boy.
Woo, good for me.
Don't call it a comeback. It's 4-2. Katie. Colleges or universities in California?
Oh, that's a hard
UC
one.
Davis.
Sac State.
UC Santa Cruz.
UC Merced.
UC Southern California.
University of Southern California? Yeah. We would have accepted that.
Oh, my God. He's got three and I've got four. What?
Holy
Don't
cow.
Call it a comeback.
All right, here we go. 4-3. God. We've got limited time left, okay?
It's hard going first, huh?
All right, Katie.
No, it's easier.
Katie.
Yes.
Game shows. Go.
Okay.
The Price is Right.
Wheel of Fortune.
Jeopardy.
My money is in the bank.
All right. And with that, time is up. Katie, congratulations. Oh, man. Alyssa, are you there? Alyssa, are you there?
Oh, wow.
Yes, I'm here.
Congratulations. You got yourself a pair of tickets to see Nicki Minaj at the Chase Center. The guy didn't win.
Right.
So,
I do hope someday you get to play My Money's in the Bank.
My money's in the bank. Alyssa, stay on hold and we got to get your information, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Any special message you have for Katie?
Thank you, Katie. I know I picked a winning team.
No. You know what? I'm glad I knew you would.
We're going to play Concentration one more time tomorrow for Nicki Minaj tickets.
106.5, the end. It's the Wake Up Call.
Something pretty amazing and historic happened, and it happened really high above our heads, all the way in outer space. And Katie's got a real issue with it.
I sure do. I sure do. I'm sick of this S.
What happened is that we had the first ever commercial, fully commercial space flight, and Kevin, commercial space walk. What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Science! Wow, all right, Katie wants to crap all over our joy now, I guess. Wow, what a Debbie Downer.
Literally.
I'm not a Debbie Downer. I'm just, first and foremost, if you're just a normie and you're going out to space, walk. So you're going to space and then you're getting out in space and then you are walking around.
They're not walking. They're floating. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't have enough problems in your life. If you, first of all, the thinking about going to space and then getting out and being in space.
Yeah.
It's just the idea of it stresses me out.
Sure.
What?
That's on top of all the other stresses that exist in my life, in my head, and in my body.
I get that.
Okay. If you have it in you to do that and it's not your job, it means you don't have anything else to worry about.
You definitely should be paying more in taxes. I'll give you that.
Absolutely. The other thing is,
if you've got space money.
The other thing is, Butch and Sooty are still up there.
That's true.
Okay, there's the two astronauts stuck on the
International Space Station.
On the International Space Station.
Do you want to know what the worst part about that is?
Yes.
They actually flew past the space station. Here's actually just a little bit of a news report about what they're doing, and it might change your tune on this.
They have two major objectives here. They're going to fly higher than any astronauts or cosmonauts have flown.
All right, so that part's, okay, a little silly, but that is, Kevin, your reaction's accurate. That's impressive to go that high, and none of them are astronauts, all right? But this is the other part, and this makes me think, okay, I agree with you, Katie, that they don't have enough problems in their life.
Okay.
They didn't go up there just for poops and ha-has.
Okay.
But I think the thing that's gotten the most attention, obviously, is they're planning the first commercial civilian spacewalks. They're going to be wearing spacesuits designed by SpaceX. They're hoping that these will be easier to manufacture, less expensive than these bulky spacesuits NASA's been using now for decades.
They're testing brand new suits.
Wait a second.
They're doing a lot.
This makes it so much worse. Okay? So let me get this straight. Your life is going so well that not only are you not afraid to rocket past Butch and Sooty in the Skyliner, okay, just waiting to be rescued.
Yeah.
But by the way, it won't be us.
Hi, Butch and Sooty.
Right. Okay. But things are going so great for you that the fact that you're like, I don't know, test a new suit on me. See if it, you know what, give me a snatched waist.
It is making me feel like you're right on this.
Yes.
This is basically a little bit better than the people that got crushed to death in that submarine to go look at the Titanic.
Okay, it's a little bit better, yes.
You've got so much money that you're like, I'm bored with things on
what
Earth.
What are we gonna do today? I already burned my hundreds.
Right. I either need to go really far down or really far up. Everything on the surface bores me.
Seen it.
Right, exactly. But then again, somebody's got to test these new suits. Why not have it be billionaires?
I guess you're right. It's like, listen, if you want to roll this dice, which clearly you do because that's how the only way you can get your giggles now.
Right.
Then, okay, put on the suit.
I mean, I think I speak for most people that, listen, none of us were celebrating that Titanic submersible that got crushed, but nobody was like super sad about it.
I feel like we spent like at least a week going like, they're running out of oxygen.
Well, that part was a little weird. But then once we found out what happened, everybody was kind of like, well, I mean, don't go down there. So listen, if anybody's going to test new spacesuits out, like what if they open the door and immediately the spacesuit's just crushed up?
Right.
I drive a Tesla. I wouldn't trust a spacesuit. So listen, all of the upholstery inside of a Tesla is made of pleather. I am not going to go to space in anything Elon makes.
Also, those people are going to be like, who made this, Louis? Gucci?
Right, exactly.
Oh, Fendi.
So listen, if we're going to test anything out that's dangerous that might further mankind, I'm okay with it being tested on billionaires.
Okay.
All right, make me a classist. I don't care. Coming up now, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we've got the dirty little secret, and this one, it's either tragic or it's beautiful, depending on what happens if he decides to ever tell somebody this dirty little secret. It's at 8:40. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.